We have a real privilege of having with us tonight Jenny and Eric. And Jenny and Eric are going to talk about their story and their heart, where God has led them with their heart. And Eric started on staff in 1987 and as youth minister. 30 years. Jenny and I served together as elders, and, you know, she's one of the best elders I've ever seen, believe it or not. Nothing against you, Murray. But these guys are really workhorses in Grace Fellowship. They do all kind of great work with a lot of people. Whenever anything needs to get done, they always say, well, Jenny and Eric can do it. So their plates are full with all kind of stuff, but they're really quality people with great hearts for the Lord. And so Jenny and Eric, come on up and tell us your story. I told them they had 2 hours. They said, we only want to do it in 5 minutes.
One of my favorite. Can you all hear if we don't? Oh, okay, we have to use the mic. Okay. Is there another mic back there? Because we usually fight over the mic. Oh, okay.
First time in your marriage.
It's the suffering. It's suffering. No, because you'll blackmail us. We know you. It is really a privilege to be here. I love when Bob introduces somebody as quality people, because, you know, when you don't feel quite quality and he tells you that, you're like, I'm quality? Wow. You're such a good affirmer. I appreciate that.
All right, I don't need to tell the truth, though, Jenny.
So I think if we're going to start by trying to give you a little bit of a feel for what our mutual calling is, and then we'll backtrack and tell you how we kind of arrived at that, okay? So we do as Bob said, our ministry here at Grace is pretty widespread and broad, but the thing we do together, the thing that, you know, have they heard the red, yellow, and green?
Yeah.
Yeah, so our bright, bright green is in working with individuals and couples to bring healing and health and hope for them so that they can in turn pass that on to others. So, and the way we got there has been a very convoluted path. So you want to talk about our own marriage and what that looked like? And
sure. He's a quality man. Yeah, he is. You know, so we've been married this year. It'll be 37 years. And when we first got married, we were friends with our pastor. And he brought us in for counseling because he was going to marry us. And he brought us in for counseling. And we're all excited thinking we're going to get some great nuggets from this man who knows us and loves us. And he looked at us very seriously and he said, who took out the trash in your family? And Eric said,
my mom did.
And I said, my dad did. And he said, oh, that is going to be a big issue for you. And we looked at each other and we thought, wow, that is awesome.
It?
If we get that down, we have got this marriage thing down.
So she talked me into taking the trash out.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought I'd be perfectly happy if he took the trash out. Well, what we figured out was, after about 2 weeks of marriage, was that that was not our biggest issue. There were a lot of issues that we had to work through. And so the first 5 years of our marriage were, you know, good and rough. We had a baby soon after we got married. We got pregnant 9 months after we got married. And so I had a baby soon after. I was still in school. We went on Young Life staff, so we had no money. We had a lot of things that we were kind of just went in and didn't actually know how to navigate life very well. We thought our parents both had healthy marriages, loved each other. We thought we know how to do this thing. Well, what we realized was that if we had had a better foundation, if we had had more realistic expectations, our expectations were here. My expectations were here. Yours might not have been so high.
Yeah, mine were very pointed. unidimensional.
Yeah. So I had these high expectations and thought, I don't understand why we're just not happy all the time. Like, aren't we supposed to be happy? And isn't this thing supposed to be fun? And why is this such hard work? And but what we realized is we began a passion, and even back then we had a passion for helping the foundational aspects of marriage for couples. Like, how can we help couples start out on the right foot, on the foot that we didn't get to start out on? And so that started kind of a journey of not only discovery for ourselves, but discovery for, I mean, we started reading voraciously about marriage. We started talking to other couples about their own preparation and their marriages. And I think we kind of fell into this love of just helping couples love each other well. And what does that look like? And how do we work through the trials, the pain, the wounds that need to be healed, and kind of help people on the right foot, and also helping people to get back on the right track when they're off. Like, that's pretty much our passion.
So after a very rocky start with no foundation, we then have spent the last 36 plus years learning and working hard at becoming partners in ministry and in life. And, you know, we also love being parents, and we've made every mistake that a parent can make, and some of them more than once. But we've discovered that relationships are the most important thing in a family. You know, you don't want to throw the relationship away over your parenting techniques. And So fast forward till about 10 years ago. I remember I was sitting in the Grace Auditorium at a leadership summit by Willow Creek, and many of you are familiar with that. And Bill Hybels was giving a talk at that leadership summit on divine discontent. And he said, that's where you can discover your destiny, your passion, your divine discontent. And the way he described it was, many of you are familiar, unfortunately, like I, with the comic Popeye.
You mean because you're old enough?
Yes, we're old enough to remember. Remember, Popeye would ultimately reach his limit, and he would say, that's all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. And he would pop open that spinach can and muscles, you know. And Bill Hybels said, what is it that you can't stands no more? And I sat there in that auditorium weeping, thinking, if I hear of one more couple getting divorced, one more family being disrupted, that's what I can't stands, and I can't stands it no more. So I went back home to Jenny, and we talked about that, and we said, all the other things that we want to do in our ministry life and in life together, that is what we want to give our life to. That's what we want to sacrifice for and do together. And so then, you know, we had some personal fulfillment in that. You know, we really enjoy teaching together. We discovered that we work well together. And we didn't just, not only do we like it, but we get affirmation. So that's another mark of discovering a passion, is when others affirm it or confirm it to you. And so we enjoy teaching together. We have a good balance. We feel the truth of Ecclesiastes 4:12, which says two are better than one. They have a good return for their labor. We live that out when we get to work together, whether it's teaching or working with couples or whatever. And we feel that God has given us some insights into marriage that we just enjoy sharing with other couples that might help them view marriage a little bit differently from the way they grew up thinking about marriage. You want to just end with the confirmation and affirmation part?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the sweetest things is when we're sitting with a couple and you see some light bulbs go off, maybe earlier than they went off for us, you know, and so we can then affirm their own journey. I think one of the things that we love to do is to be able to build into these couples the actual joy of marriage, that it doesn't have to be as difficult as we make it if we have the right tools. And honestly, in this day and age, most couples go into marriage without tools. Like, they just do. And so they can spend 10, 20, 30 years with no tools, but not really knowing why they're not, why it's not working for them, you know? And so I think when we get to sit with a couple and see some light bulbs go off, it just brings joy. And does every marriage get healed that we work with? Absolutely not. But we get to be part of some, and that's worth it. You know, that is really worth it. And, you know, when we leave either a session of teaching in a premarital workshop or a marriage class or whatever, or with a couple, and we leave and we have this feeling of complete consolation, like that's where there would be no better way for us to spend that last 2 hours than there, we know that that's part of our destiny. And so, you know, I think God uses our bodies too to tell us, you know, like that felt good, that felt right. And then when somebody says, that really helped me, like that's all we need. That's what it's about. So is there anything else you want to say about
that? Well, I guess I would try to summarize it this way. So we feel this calling on our lives because of the joy and struggle that we've had in our own marriage and with our own family. God used that to prepare us, and is still preparing us. And then when we get a chance to share this, like this, or couple to couple, when we leave that session and feel, gosh, that was great. I loved what you said. You were just great in that. And she might say the same thing. And then for that couple to affirm that or the people in the group that are teaching to come up and say, gosh, I'd never heard teaching like that. That's kind of the formula, I think, where you can know that you're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time that God has called you to do. So it's affirmation, and not just to make us feel good, but because we realize that it's confirming what the Holy Spirit has done, because sometimes we think, gosh, I don't think we said anything that was helpful tonight, and you know, and we probably didn't, but the Spirit did through us. So,
and I would just say, you know, when you see somebody in their gifting, when you notice that about somebody, to speak it to them, because we need to hear it. Like, you know, we all have incredible doubts about ourselves and insecurities, right? All the time. But when you see somebody that is, wow, that was really powerful, or that was anointed, what you just said or did, we need to do that for one another too, when we see that in each other. And I think we need to be better at that in the body of Christ. And I love that this class is happening, because you're getting to do that for each other, which I think is a beautiful thing. So that's just a little of our story. And so far, we're sticking to it.